The following is a Leading the Way special presentation.
Hello, my friends. You are in for a treat. Watching from the Dublin Convention Center right behind me, you will be blessed, and I hope that you will never miss the proclamation of the Word of God. And thousands of people have come in order to be blessed by the Word of God, and you're part of it. Your partnership with me is very, very important, so stay tuned.
So there's been so much division on this island for years and years.
But when it comes to a nationwide event, that's when you actually see unity come together.
We are so excited. Dr. Michael Joseph from Leading the Way is bringing that unity in the churches and breaking down the walls of division.
It's a great opportunity to bring people together and hear the Word of God.
Lots of different types of people, all ages.
It's a neutral space. We can find our politics underneath the banner of what? The gospel. Christ crucified, dead, buried, raised from the grave.
I'm really excited about what Dr. Yusuf is doing. I really believe that the message of the gospel is going to go forth.
We know of one pastor, and he has seen 10 people in his church come to faith in Jesus just in the build-up.
It's time to talk about a real Jesus who will bring real peace.
This event is what God has been birthing for many, many years. And we know that Dr. Yusuf is that man to bring that message of hope.
To the believer, it's going to quicken you. It's going to make you alive again. And to the unbeliever, it's going to cause you to live again in Christ.
Welcome to Hope Ireland, a Leading the Way evangelistic celebration. Thousands have gathered at the Convention Centre in Dublin for a special proclamation event. And now, let's enter the Convention Centre in Dublin for a Leading the Way evangelistic celebration.
Forever. Oh, yes, he
I came across the pond on my steam for one reason, and that is to tell you that every one of us must be born again. Every person at the sound of my voice must be born again. That's what Jesus said. That don't make the stuff up. Born again is the term that is filled with power and significance and meaning. It is filled with joy and peace for those who have experienced that rebirth, which many of you will experience tonight. It is filled with power for living. It is filled with hope, not just in this life, but for all of eternity, of all forever. In fact, Jesus used that imperative, you must be born again, because it represents only possibility, the only possibility for radical transformation in our lives, the only possibility for true purpose and meaning in this life and for all of eternity. For only victory over sin and guilt and addiction and pain and suffering. For only hope for our eternity in heaven with Jesus. You must be born again. And John's Gospel, chapter 3, that's where the text is if you want to follow it. It tells, Jesus tells this man named Nicodemus. Can you say Nicodemus? Well, now you're speaking Hebrew. Listen carefully. This man was an extremely religious man. This man was a powerful man. This man was high up in the religious hierarchy, in the religious establishment. He occupied a high position in the Supreme Court and as a member of the Sanhedrin. In fact, that Sanhedrin was made of 70 men, a council of 70 men who ran all of the religious affairs and all the judicial and the legal affairs of their nation at the time. I want you to hear me right, please. If there were a group of people who could be labeled as religious fanatics, it would be that group of 70 men. They observed meticulously all the religious rituals. They took religious rituals to the max. They took the observation of religiosity to an extreme. They were zealous. They were not flexible. They were rigid. And listen to this. Like all obsessive religious ritualistic systems, it produced hypocrisy. Hypocrisy. You familiar with that? Listen. This is the environment that produced this man, Nicodemus. So Nicodemus comes to Jesus at night, at nighttime. Yet this man was filled with sincerity and humility all at the same time. I'm going to show you now. Nicodemus said to Jesus, we know. Uh-oh. I thought he would say, I know. Now he says, we know. Who is this we? Who's this we? Obviously, there were so many in that council, on that Sanhedrin, on that Supreme Court, that high court, who were all knee deep into dead religion, and yet they believed the truth about Jesus and the truth that Jesus claimed about himself. You see, Nicodemus and the other religious leaders recognize that Jesus had God the Father, Elohim, seal of approval, that Jesus is God's Messiah, that Jesus is God's anointed one that has been promised in every book of the Old Testament. See, Jesus did not appear in a vacuum. I have to chuckle when people say, founders of religions are all the same. No, they're not. Only Jesus rose from the dead. Only Jesus rose from the dead. Only Jesus rose from the dead. They knew that he could not have performed these miracles because all of their hocus pocus of religious rituals could not have healed the sick. It could not raise the dead. They could perform no miracles. They could perform no transformation in one's life. They come in and they leave the same. They could not offer spiritual freedom from sin, guilt, and addiction. Oh, but Jesus does. Jesus does. Jesus does. Say it with me. Jesus does. And that same Jesus can and will perform miracles tonight. There are so many people around the world praying there'll be miracles tonight. You may have come here carrying sorrow and carrying regret and carrying burdens. You may have come here feeling lots of guilt, even when you might be partying, but then when you're all alone, you feel that burden of guilt. You may have come here feeling powerless and helpless and to overcome any addiction, but Jesus can set you free. Jesus can set you free. Say that with me. Jesus can set you free. Can you say that with me? Jesus' answer to Nicodemus' troubles sounded very strange to him. And it sounds strange to a lot of people. I've preached the gospel all over the world. I know that term born again is such sounds strange. But Jesus' answer to Nicodemus' trouble was the only answer that I have received, and many of you have received, and some of you will receive tonight. Being born again. Being born again. What is that? That is the only answer to his inner turmoil. And that's the only answer to any turmoil any of you might be experiencing today. It's the answer to all of guilt and all of suffering and all of pain and all of religious hypocrisy. It's the only answer to all of the powerlessness of life, that you must be born again. Unless you become born again, you will never see the kingdom of God, said Jesus to this amazing man, Nicodemus. You know, in the last few decades, we have been hearing big fat lies coming out of the pit of hell. That lie says that everyone, when they die, they'll go to heaven. Everyone, when they die, they go to a nice place. But Jesus said, unless you're born again, you will not go to heaven unless you're born again. Nicodemus was taught that if he goes through some religious rituals, he will be all right with God. But he knew deep down that that won't cut it, that won't work. And that is why Jesus said to him, truly, truly, I say to you, truly, I tell you the truth. I am about to reveal to you the absolute reality about life and eternity. I am going to tell you that this new birth is absolute necessity, is absolutely essential for salvation. I'm telling you that this rebirth is non-negotiable for life and for all of eternity. What does born again mean? What does that mean? Oh, the word again communicates, of course, shades of meaning. Meaning that something has to be done a second time or differently. Something radical. Or you have to do something totally new, totally different. You have to do something that comes from above. It is supernatural. It's not natural to do something that can only come from God. Why? For only God can produce radical results in your life and mine. Only God can bring about that radical transformation in your life tonight. Only God can give you this supernatural power to overcome sin, addiction, depression, and all the meaninglessness of life. Here is the absolute reality. Listen carefully, please. You and I can never bring about this power that transforms our lives. We cannot do it. We cannot do it if we work 24/7 for a million years. We cannot do it. To be in the kingdom of God means to belong to God. To be in the kingdom of God means that He must rule supreme over your life. To be in the kingdom of God means that you are to be rescued from the kingdom of darkness, from the kingdom of Satan, from the kingdom of self into the kingdom of God. To be in the kingdom of God means that Jesus becomes the king of your life. Many of you here who are seeking after the truth, that's wonderful. That's great. I thank God for that. You might be here looking for real answers to life's dilemmas. And that's a wonderful thing. Some of you are not discontented and dissatisfied with life, with all of its, the spiritual band-aids that people have given you through the years. They're not working. And you feel powerless over your circumstances. Many of you have tried all of the other remedies. And Jesus said those remedies is like a thirsty man who keeps on drinking salt water. And the more he drinks salt water, the more he thirsts. That's what the world will give you, salty water. Only Jesus can give you the water of life, and he can do it tonight. I know deep down you know it's not working because I've been there. Tonight, you can know without a shadow of doubt that God loves you. He really loves you, and that he knows you by name. And God has a plan for your life. And part of it is you responding to his invitation tonight. And that is why he brought you here. Here is the good news, but actually this is the most fantastic news of all. You can become born again tonight. In all of my experience, in all of speaking with people one-on-one or in large crowds, everywhere I go, I found that there are lots of barriers that will stop people from being born again. They'll stop people from allowing the Holy Spirit of God to come on the inside of you and radically transform you. And the biggest barrier of becoming born again is your own. Is your own unwillingness to admit that you need to be born again. Most people don't want to admit that they're sinful. Oh, you hear them say, well, none of us are perfect, but that's just a washout. Nobody wants to admit they're sinful and they're helpless and they can't save themselves. They need a Savior. Most people allow their own pride to control them. And that pride blinds them to their real need, to the fact that they need the only one who can save them, the only one who can redeem them, the only one who truly loves them. Most people cling to the idea there is some good in them. And somehow in the by and by, when they close their eyes in death, they hope that this good will outdo the bad. That's bad news. It's not going to happen that way. Jesus said no. That is not working. That will not work. You need a total renovation. You need to repent. You need to receive the Savior. You need to receive the gift from his hand that he came from heaven, died on a cross, rose again, so he can give you that gift. Why else would Jesus lay down the glory and the splendor of heaven that he had with the Father before all worlds? Why would he do that and come to earth, live as the poorest of the poor, then hang on a cross, a criminal cross, death of a criminal, and yet he was the only perfect human being that ever lived, the only sinless human being that ever lived? Think about this. Think about this. He and he alone will be the judge. You know why? Because he personally paid for the judgment of everyone who would come to him. He paid the price. He alone is the one who paid for your judgment, every repentant sinner. Only those who come to Jesus will get to heaven because of Jesus. Not denominations, not religion, not any of that stuff. Only because of Jesus. Because he's the perfect one. Will you confess and acknowledge that only the perfect, sinless Son of God who loved you and died for you and rose again on the third day to demonstrate his omnipotent power can forgive you all of your sins, past, present, and future, and for all of eternity? He can transform your life tonight. It's a moment in the twinkling of an eye. You can be assured of heaven, even here. Will you stand up with me, please? Let's everybody stand. I want you to come down, wherever you are. We're going to be waiting right here. I want you to come and say, Lord, I want to be born again. I want to surrender my life to you. So come down. Come down. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be ashamed. Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me before men, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father in heaven. So I want you to come down. Make your way down here. We're going to be praying for you as you make your way down. Come down from the balcony up there in the gallery. Come on down. Come on. Come down. As you begin a new life in Christ tonight, life will never be the same, and you'll never regret it. You will be thankful every single day. Amen. In a moment, I'm going to pray with you, and I'm going to pray for you. And I may not know your name, but I'll be praying for you every single day. And I know there are countless millions of people who are watching are praying for you. Father God, what an incredible sight. These precious children of yours, you said you have known them, not before they were born, not before their grandparents were born, but before the creation of the world. You knew them by name. You loved them by name. You care for them by name. And you have your now, tonight, you have their names written in the book of life. And not with a pencil, but with the blood of Jesus Christ, so that they are saved eternally. And Lord, I thank you for everyone who's standing right here. Lord, I pray that you bless them, that you encourage them, that you give them your Holy Spirit in abundance, that they walk not in fear, but in courage, that they walk in the fullness and in the strength of the Lord Jesus Christ, who conquered the grave, who conquered death. Father, I pray that you set eternity in their hearts tonight. And I praise you and I thank you because I pray these things in the matchless name of Jesus, the Savior and the Lord. In his name we pray. Amen.
As long as something we've been praying for the last 4 years in Ireland. And this is just another injection of God into this country, into this nation, reaching the lost and the broken.
So we have gone astray. We need to get onto the right path again. And this is so good for Ireland, to get on the right path.
God is great, and I hope this will touch hundreds or maybe even thousands in Ireland.
You've been watching Hope Ireland, a Leading the Way evangelistic celebration from the Convention Centre in the heart of Dublin. For more information on this and other Leading the Way events, visit ltw.org. This has been a special presentation of Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef.
Passionately proclaiming uncompromising truth, Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef thanks you for your faithful support through your continued prayers and gifts. You've been watching a special Leading the Way presentation. Are you wondering what the end times of our world will look like? Do you ever think, are we near the end? Do you find scriptures about the end times hard to understand? For a limited time, Leading the Way is providing a special book collection which includes three of Dr. Youssef's most popular books. For your gift of any amount, Leading the Way will send you your own copy of all three of these incredible books. Is the End Near? End Times and the Secret of the Mahdi, and Never Give Up. In these best-selling books, Dr. Michael Youssef unpacks the words Jesus himself spoke about the end times, answering your questions about Christ's return, the challenges believers will face in the last days, and how we can stand firm and be encouraged in the midst of hardship. Don't let fear of the future shake your faith. Know what the Bible says about the end times. Get these three life-altering books when you give a gift of any amount today.